主，我们实在感谢你的恩典，每一次这样召集我们到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you for your mercy that you gathered us together.
我们常常觉得自己不配。
Lord, we feel we are so unworthy.
但是因着你的恩典，主你仍然用血遮盖我们。
But because of your grace, you cover us again with your blood.
今天早上借着你的饼杯再来融化我们的心。
Through your bread and your cup, Lord, soften our hearts once again.
让我们这些人就能够真实愿意把我们的生命放在你的手中。
We will put our life before your hand.
只有这样的人，主才能够在你的话里面得到亮光。
That we can receive light again from your word.
早上再用你的话来照亮我们。
Use your word to enlighten us once again.
让我们在你的光的底下，丰丰富富的得着。
In the light we can gain more of your riches.
我们感谢你，你的家实在是有粮。
Lord, we thank you that in your house there are food.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your precious name we pray.
Amen.请我们打开约书亚记十六章。
Let's open to Joshua chapter 16.
我们今天要十六章跟十七章一起讲。
We will summarize chapter 16 and 17.
因为十六章是马拿西是以法莲，十七章是马拿西。
Because chapter 16 is Ephraim and chapter 17 is Manasseh.
这两个人都是约瑟的儿子。
These two are the sons of Joseph.
所以我们把它摆在一起。
So we will put it together.
我们先念几处好了。
Let's read some portion.
好，我们先念第16章，我们念第一节。
Let's read chapter 16, verse 1.
约瑟子孙占就所得之地。是从靠近耶利哥的约旦河起，耶利哥的中间的水为界，从耶利哥上去，通过山地的旷野，到伯特。好，我们再念第六节。
Verse six.
往西通到北边的密台他，又向东绕到喀纳斯罗，又接连到亚纳河的东边。这里讲到以法莲的地界，讲了很多的地方。
Speak concerning the border of Ephraim.
但是这里有三个城，我们要特别的注意。
There are three cities we need to pay attention to.
一个是耶利哥城。
Firstly is the city of Jericho.
另外一个是伯特利城。
The second is the city of Bethel.
第三就是那个他纳士罗，第六节的他纳士罗那个城。
And the third city is the city of Tanashilo.
那个耶利哥是在他们的east， 他们的东边。
Jericho is in the east。
那伯特利呢是他们的 south， 南边。
Bethel is in the south。
然后那个他纳斯罗是在他们的北边 north。
他纳斯罗 is in the north。
好，然后我们再读第十七章。第十七章的话，我们来看第。三节
，Chapter 17, verse 3，
第三节和第四节
，3 and 4。
马拿西的前孙，马吉的曾孙，基列的孙子，西弗的儿子，西罗非哈没有儿子，只有女儿。是耶和华照耶和华所吩咐的，在伯属上列分给他们。这里讲到有一个人没有儿子。
They speak of a person who doesn't have any sons.
他有五个女儿
，but have five daughters.
像我们魏弟兄一样。
Another way.
不，这里呢，我们看见神给这五个女儿的祝福是非常的大。
But we see that the blessing gave by the Lord to this person is great.
我们再读第十一节
，verse 11。
马拿西在以撒家和亚瑟境内有伯善和属伯善的市镇，以伯莲和属以伯莲的市镇，多尔的居民和属多尔的镇，又有三处山冈的属隐多尔的市镇。 又有米吉多的居民和主米吉多的市政。这里讲到这些地方，乃是因为他们当中有一些人，以色列人没有赶出去。
These are the, we speak of some places in the place where the Israelites haven't drive them out yet.
这里我们要注意三个事，一个是以伯莲，一个是以伯莲。
One is, Bashan. Hebron.
Hebron. 一个是他那。
One is Tanakh.
一个是米吉多。
One is Megiddo.
这里我们现在开始来思想这两个 tribe 这两个支派。
Let's try to meditate on these two tribes.
头一个是以法莲。
One is Ephraim.
那第二是马拿西。
The second is Manasseh.
以法莲有一个意思。
Ephraim has a meaning.
它的意思就是加倍的丰盛。
It's
doubly fruitfulness.
Double fruitfulness.
那马拿西也有一个意思。
Manasseh has another meaning.
那马拿西就是使我们忘记以前的痛苦。
As to Manasseh means to forget his sufferings before.
因为当马拿西是老大，当约瑟生了老大以后呢，他就向神有这样一个心愿，因为他以前的生活是非常痛苦的。
Manasseh was the eldest, and Joseph has a desire to forget all the because his childhood was always in suffering.
所以他生了儿子以后呢，他说神呢让我忘记我以前的困苦。
So after having a son, then he said, Lord, cause me to forget all my sufferings before.
那个以法莲呢，他是记不记得在埃及的时候有七年的时间是丰年。
And do you not remember that in Egypt there are 7 years of fruitfulness?
所以在那七年里面，那实在是丰富的不得了。
And in that 7 years, it's very fruitful.
他们需要一直盖很多的仓库才能够把那些东西装起来。
They need to build a lot of cities in order to put in the fruits.
那在那个丰年快要结束的时候，是以法莲出生的时候。
When the fruitful years are about to end, then Ephraim was born.
他的名字就是加倍的丰富。
So it means that his name means double fruitfulness.
这两个名字都非常的好。
So these two names are very good.
一个是忘记以前的痛苦。
One is to forget all the troubles before.
一个是进入将来的丰富。
And the second means to enter into the fruitfulness.
当雅各为这两个儿子祝福的时候。
When Jacob was to bless his two sons.
他就把他的右手放在这小儿子的头上。
He put his right hand on the youngest.
然后他把他的左手 left hand 放在他的大儿子的头上。
And he put his left hand on the eldest.
他就是意思就是把以法莲提在马拿西的前面。
It means that he put Ephraim before Manasseh.
我们今天也是一样，在属灵的里面，我们要进入那个丰富。
And in spirituality, we need to enter into the riches.
那忘记那个痛苦也是很好的。
To forget all the problems or sufferings is good.
但是更重要的还是进入那个丰富。
But the most important thing is to enter into the riches.
如果我们只是忘记了痛苦。
If we just forget the sufferings,
好像就是过了那个红海一样。
It's like we passed through the Red Sea.
就是忘记了痛苦了。
As to forget the suffering.
不再做奴隶了。
We will not be slaves anymore.
但是还没有进入丰富。
But haven't entered into the riches yet.
还没有进入迦南地。
Haven't entered into Canaan yet.
所以这两个儿子好像预表这两件事。
So these two sons represent these two things.
一个让我们从世界里面出来。
One is to cause us to come out of the world.
一个让我们进到基督的丰富里面。
And the other is cause us to enter into the riches of Christ.
这个进入基督的丰富是老大。
To enter into the riches of Christ is the eldest.
进入基督的丰富是长子。
To enter into the riches of Christ is the eldest.
Yeah. 在以法莲这个字里面强调双倍的丰富。
So in the name of Ephraim means double fruitfulness.
在基督的里面就是这样。
And in Christ we are in this way.
不但我们有外面的丰富。
Not only we have the riches outwardly.
像那个巴山一样。
It's like Bashan.
我们有里面的丰富。
We also have the inward riches.
不但是我们有今生的丰富。
Not only we have the riches in this age.
在永世里面也才是丰富的。
In the next age, we also have the riches.
不然我们是个人可以经历到这样丰富。
Not only individually we can experience such riches.
更奇妙的，还在身体里面有更大的丰富。
The more we can experience these riches in the body.
在基督里面的丰富。实在是我们经历不完的。
In the riches of Christ, we cannot experience it to the end.
这是在以法莲里面这个名字带给我们的意思。
This is for the meaning of Ephraim.
我们注意到一件事啊，约书亚就是以法莲这个支派的。
We should remember Joshua was from the tribe of Ephraim.
那个祭司以利亚撒也是以法莲支派的。
Eliezer is also from the tribe of Ephraim.
这两个人是负责分地的。
These two persons are in charge of dividing the land.
这样的话很危险啊。
Oh, this is very dangerous.
这十二个是在分地，那个分地的两个人都是以法莲支派的。
These two persons who are dividing the land are from the tribe of Ephraim.
那弟兄姊妹，你看地图的时候
，But when you look at the map,
以法莲却是一块小小的地。
Ephraim is only a very small portion.
他的那个兄弟支派马拿西的地就很大很大。
But the land of the tribe of Manasseh is very big.
你看这两个人是不是非常的非常的好
？These two persons are real good.
没有把自己支派的地分得很大很大。
They did not divide the land for themselves in a bigger scale.
这是在让我们看见他们在那分地实在是按照主的心意。
You can see that they divide the land according to the purpose of God.
在以法莲这个地界里面，我们刚才说过有三个城。
In Ephraim, we see that there are three cities.
这三个是最重要的城。
And these three cities are the most important cities.
一个是耶利哥
，one is Jericho，
一个是伯特利
，one is Bethel，
一个是他拿示罗
，and the other is Tanashilo.
这个
Tanashilo，
他拿示罗。那个示罗是一个字，那他拿是一个字。
Tana Shiloh， Tana is one word and Shiloh is another word。
示罗就是代表那个平安，代表安息的意思。
Shiloh means peace。
那 Tana 就是代表一个地方。
Tana means a place。
对 ，Tana 示罗就是一个平安的地方，一个安息的地方。
So we can see this word means a place of peace。
那伯特利这有一个意思。
Bethel also had another meaning。
它的意思叫做神的家 ，House of God。
It means the house of God。
耶利哥也有一个意思。
Jericho also had a meaning。
这意思就是馨香的意思。
Means a fragrance。
安息实在是在迦南地里面一个特征。
Rest is one of the specialty in the land of Canaan。
我们曾经讲到过，讲到迦南地，我们讲到三件事。
When we speak of the land of Canaan, we speak of three things。
我们讲到迦南代表神的应许。
We mean that the land of Canaan is the promise of God.
我们讲到迦南地，就代表神的丰富。
The land of Canaan means the riches of God.
迦南地就代表在基督里面的安息。
And land of Canaan means rest in Christ.
所以在希伯来书的时候，那个时候希伯来书的作者就讲到，他说耶稣呀，还没有把他们带进真正的安息。
So in Hebrew says that Joshua didn't bring them into the real rest.
真正的安息。那是在基督的里面。
The real rest is in Christ.
在迦南不过是一个象征，代表基督的安息。
Canaan is only a shadow of the things to come.
这个安息是在埃及地所没有的。
This rest will not be experienced in Egypt.
埃及有很多很好的东西。
Egypt, there are a lot of good things in Egypt.
但有一件事情埃及没有。
But there is one thing that Egypt doesn't have.
就是安息。
It is rest.
安息在旷野里面是没有的。
Rest.Does not exist in the wilderness.
旷野里面有玛拿。
In the wilderness there is manna.
但是旷野里面却没有安息。
But in the wilderness there is no rest.
他们一直要到迦南地才能找到安息。
Only when they enter into the land of Canaan can they find rest.
弟兄姊妹，今天在地上我们也很难找到安息。
As saints, we can never find rest in the world today.
很多东西可以用钱买到。
A lot of things can be bought by money.
有几样东西钱买不到。
But there is one thing that cannot be bought by money.
有几样东西。
There are some things that cannot be bought by money.
生命不能用钱买到。
Life cannot be bought by money.
爱情没有办法用钱买到。
Love cannot be bought by money.
健康没有办法用钱买到。
Health cannot be bought by money.
安息也没有办法用钱买到。
Rest cannot be bought by money.
只有在基督里面，我们可以得到真正的安息。
Only in Christ can we gain the real rest.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活里面。是不是有安息
？Brothers and sisters, in our living, do we have the real rest?
如果我们没有那个真正的安息，表示我们还没有过约旦河。
If we don't have the real rest, it means that we haven't passed the crossed the River Jordan.
到哪里才有安息呢
？Until when can we have the real rest?
只有我们在神的家里面才可以得到安息。
Only when we are in the house of God can we gain the real rest.
这是伯特利的意思。
This means Bethel.
伯特利代表神的家。
Bethel means the house of God.
当亚伯拉罕头一次被神呼召从他的老家出来的时候
，When Abraham was called by God out of his country，
他就是住在那个伯特利那个地方。
Then he lived in Bethel。
他在伯特利那里为神筑了一座坛。
In Bethel, Abraham built up an altar。
什么时候亚伯拉罕从那个地方搬开的时候
？At one time when Abraham left this place，
他马上就遭遇困难。
then he met some problems.
他每次往那边搬开，一搬家就有问题。
Every time he moved from that place, then he had some problems.
他搬回去了就好了。
When he returned, then there's it's good again.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天也是一样。
Today we are in the same case.
神把我们带到他的家里面。
When God brought us into his house.
我们最好住在那里。
We should live in this house.
不要搬家。
We should never
move out.
Move out.
我们搬走以后呢，就有问题。
Every time we move out, then we will have problems.
不但亚伯拉罕是这样，以撒也是这样。
Not only Abraham, Isaac is also the same.
亚伯拉罕住在伯特利的时候也很好的。
When Isaac was in Bethel, he's in good condition.
但后来呢，遭遇了困难，他也搬家了。
So because of some difficulty, he moved.
他一搬呢，就出了问题。
Every time he moved, then he met some problems.
只等到他要回到那个地方。
So until he moved back to his place.
雅各也是这样。
Also the same with Jacob.
雅各当他逃开他家的时候。
When he left his home.
那个时候他真是一个世界上最没有安息的人。
He's the person in this world that never had the rest.
因为有家归不得。
Because in his house.
有家就不能回去了。
Even though it is his house, he cannot go back.
一个人到这个地步真是没有安息。
When he is in such a situation, he never had rest.
但是神这个时候在伯特利向他显现。
But in Bethel, the Lord appeared to Jacob.
神就让他看见，在地上的家你可以失去，但是还有一个属灵的家。
You can lose your home in this world, but there is another home.
所以雅各呢就把那个地方叫做伯特利。
So Jacob named the place as Bethel.
叫做神的家。
Means the house of God.
只有在神的家里面，我们才能得到真正的安息。
Only in the house of God can we gain the real rest.
在耶利哥这个地方呢，乃是实在是让我们看见怎么样人可以得到安息。
In Jericho, we can see how man can gain the real rest.
在耶利哥实在应该是一个最没有安息的地方。
In Jericho is the place where we can never gain rest.
因为他们在那里乃是要征战的。
Because in that place they have the battle.
但是呢，我们读了圣经以后就看到，在耶利哥里面那个征战乃是最有安息的一个征战。
But we can see in Jericho that battle is the battle which have the peace.
从来在历史上没有看过这样一个征战的。
In history, we can never find such kind of a battle.
在这个征战里面不需要动刀，也不需要动枪。
In this battle, they never use the swords.
甚至他们只要让那个城在这里走七圈就够了。
They just need to go around the city seven times.
七圈是不对，一共走了十三圈了。
Seven times is not right. They need to go around the city 13 times.
他们走了十三圈以后呢，这个城就是他们的。
After 13 times going around the city, then the city is theirs.
这是一个安息。
This is rest.
这是一个真正的安息。
This is the real rest.
甚至在征战的里面都有安息。
In battle, we can find rest.
这实在是今天我们所能享受的一个最高的安息。
This is the kind of rest to the highest level.
安息不是说现在一切都很顺利啊，孩子都很健康，都很聪明，都进好的学校，功课都很好。
Rest doesn't mean we have a good house and the children are good, they are in good school and are very good.
工作很顺利，非常有前途。
Your work is good and we have a good bright future.
非常的健康，一点毛病都没有。
They are healthy, there is no problems at all.
这种安息太简单了。
This rest is too shallow.
安息乃是在征战的里面还有安息。
What is real rest is rest in battle.
这个安息乃是在耶利哥里面最能代表出来。
And this is the rest we can see in the battle in Jericho.
安息是哪里来的呢？
Where do rest came from?
安息乃是来自完全的信靠。
Rest came from complete dependence.
一个人怎么样能够有安息呢？
How can a person have real rest?
他就是完全的信靠。
It's full dependence.
一个有完全信靠的人就有完全的安息。
If he has full dependence, he has full rest.
那个飞鸟是很安息的。
We can see that the birds have rest.
野地的花呢是非常安息的。
And the wildflowers have rest.
因为它飞鸟不用担心明天吃什么。
Because the birds doesn't worry what he will eat tomorrow.
至少明天呢正好天地的主会预备。
Because the Lord will prepare everything for them.
所以这是表示他们有完全的信靠。
Because this represents that they have full dependence.
完全的信靠就带来完全的安息。
Full dependence bring in full rest.
弟兄姊妹，你我的里面需要有这个完全的信靠。
Today in us we should have such a full dependence.
这个信靠让我们在耶利哥的时候呢可以安息。
In having full dependence in Jericho can we find real rest.
一个完全的信靠就带来香气。
In full dependence brings in fragrance.
一个完全的信靠就有基督的馨香在里面。
In Full dependence bring in the fragrance of Christ.
所以这是那个以法莲给我们看见的三个地方。
This is the three things cause us to see in Ephraim.
以法莲实在是代表一个安息。
Ephraim represents rest.
因为有一个地方，那个叫色罗，刚好在以法莲这块地的地方。
Because Shiloh is in Ephraim.
那色罗就是以色列人在士师的时代，他们摆会幕的地方。
This is the place where in the time of the judges,
the place the tabernacle. 那个地方乃是神安息的一个地方。
This is the place where God has full rest.
当神有安息，我们人就有安息。
When God has rest, then we also have rest.
这是讲到以法莲。
This is the meaning of Ephraim.
这马拿西呢，也有一个非常重要的特点。
And Manasseh has a very special characteristic.
马拿西人是特别会征战。
Manasseh is a tribe which really goes to battle.
他们不但是会征战，他们人也多。
Not only they can fight, they have a lot of people.
所以我们读十七章的时候，他们分完地以后，他们还嫌不够。
After they divided the land in chapter 17, it is not yet enough.
他们还跟约书亚说，我们还要更多一点。
And they asked Joshua to give them more.
约书亚说，你们自己去打。
Then Joshua asked them to go and fight.
他们这些人是非常会征战的。
This group of people really knows how to fight.
为什么知道呢？
Why?
因为基甸。就是马拿西支派的一个人。
Because Gideon is in the tribe of Manasseh.
基甸是何等会征战的一个人。
Gideon is a person who really knows how to fight.
另外一个士师耶和他也是马拿西支派的人。
Another judge is
Jephthah.
Jephthah.
这两个人都是那个士师，都是非常会征战的。
These two persons are the person who can real fight.
所以马拿西的地非常的大。
So the land of Manasseh is real big.
不但在约旦河西有，在约旦河东也有。
Not only in the east, but also in the west.
而且那个地呢是非常的丰富。
And this land is so rich.
说实在的，马拉西的地比以法莲的地还要丰富。
So we can say that the land of Manasseh is richer than the land of Ephraim.
就让我们看见一个智慧征战的人，他的产业是丰富的。
If a person that can real fight, his inheritance is rich.
但是马拉西地的丰富呢，多半是在地属地的这个丰富这方面。
The riches of Manasseh is richest in
地上的
is the richest in the land.
他们却不像以法莲那样在神的旨意里面这样讨神的喜悦。
It is not like Ephraim where he is rich in the purpose of God.
我们曾经讲到我们可以看到两方面，一个是地，一个是城。
We can see two aspects.One is the land, one is the city.
地呢是代表丰富，那城呢？城是代表神的心意。
The land represents the riches, the city represents God's purpose.
马拉西的支派里面，他们有很多的这个地的丰富。
The tribe of Manasseh has riches in the land.
但以法莲呢，却有那个城的丰富。
But Ephraim has a riches in cities.
马拉西他的这个支派一共呢是有七个。七个家。
The tribe of Manasseh has seven families.
有一个家在约旦河东。
One family is in the east of Jordan.
所以有六个家在约旦河西。
Six families is in the east of Jordan.
但是呢，马拉西支派的地呢却分成十份。
But the land of Manasseh was divided into ten parts.
Ten portion.
Ten portion.
六个家怎么会有十份呢？
How can six families have ten portions?
为什么呢？原来有一家没有儿子。
Because one family doesn't have any sons.
所以那家没有儿子，就有五个女儿。
But this family has five daughters.
这个五个女儿到最后呢，一个人得了一份。
So each of these five daughters gained one portion.
所以这五加五呢，就变成十。
So these two had ten portion. These five had ten portion.
This five has five portions plus the five portions from the other five family, it'll become ten portions. 所以这个人呢，这个人本来没有儿子，他应该是没有一份都没有的。
This family should have no portion at all because they only have daughters.
结果呢，一个女儿就得到一份，变成得到五份。
Not only they have a portion, they have five portions.
这五个女儿比人家五家得的一样多了。
And these five daughters has the same as those who have proportion.
这件事呢，让我们实在非常的稀奇。
This causes me to amaze.
在他们在旷野的时候，他们就跟摩西讲，这五个女儿就跟摩西讲。
In the wilderness, they already talked to Moses.
他说我们父亲没有儿子，所以啊要把产地分给我们。
And my father doesn't have any sons, but you should give the portion, the inheritance to us.
这摩西就很为难了。
And Moses was really had a problem.
因为呢，就是按照他们的规矩是不合乎他们的规矩。
According to their law, it is not so.
那摩西怎么办呢？摩西很冲，他说：“那我就来问神好。”
Then Moses said, "I should ask God about this."
结果神说什么？神说说他们五个人说的有理。
God said, "What they spoke about is logical."
为了这个缘故啊，为了这个五个女儿啊，神用了一章的圣经来讲。
For these five daughters, God spoke to them in a chapter.
神就跟他们讲，你们将来这个产业要怎么样分？你们将来如果嫁给别人呢，别的支派的人的话，那个产业就没有。
They said that God said to them that every one of you should have an inheritance, but if you are married to other tribes, then you lost the inheritance.
所以神用一章的时间来慢慢讲讲这件事情。
The Lord used a chapter to speak concerning this inheritance.
所以神实在是非常喜欢这五个女儿。
So the Lord really is really favored these five daughters.
因为他们要主的产业。
Because they want the inheritance of God.
这不是儿子不儿子的问题啊。
So it's not a matter of having daughters or not.
没有儿子也可以得产业的。
Even though you doesn't have sons, you can also gain the inheritance.
而且得了更丰盛。
And your inheritance is greater.
他一半的支派都被他得去了。
One half of the tribe, the inheritance of the tribe has been gained by them.
所以我们将来生女儿都要生这种的。
So we should bear such kind.
这个还是向主要产业的。
We should ask from the Lord the inheritance.
甚至按照传统，他们是不应该得的。
According to tradition, they shouldn't gain the inheritance.
但是他们仍然不放弃。
But they wouldn't let this thing go.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是像这些女儿。
We are like these daughters.
按照原来我们的光景，我们是不配得这个。
According to our condition, we are not worthy to gain the inheritance.
但是因为基督的缘故
But because of Christ,
今天我们不但得还得了更丰盛
Not only we gain the inheritance, we gain it more
在马拉西这里呢有刚才我们提到有三个城市
In Manasseh, speak of three cities
这个三个城市里面有一些人他们没有赶出去
These are the people who haven't been driven out in these cities
这个三个城市一个叫以伯莲
One is Hebron
一个是他那
One is Tana,
一个是米吉多
One is Megiddo.
这三个城啊，都有一个都有它的特别的意思。
These three cities has its special meanings.
第一个城呢，它的意思是破坏。
Hebron means to destroy.
第二个城呢，它的意思呢，是那个沙土 sandy ground.
Tana means sandy ground.
最后一个城市呢，米吉多。它的意思就是那个军队聚集的地方。
Megiddo means where the army meets.
Place of troops.
Place of the troops.
这三个地方让我们看见一个属灵的真理。
We can see a spiritual truth in these three cities.
这三个城市告诉我们仇敌怎么样来防止我们得到神的产业。
These three cities cause us to see how the enemy cause us not to gain the
inheritance. 头一个方法，我们仇敌他要用的就是来破坏，来 destroy.
One of the way is cause the enemy is cause us to destroy.
我们不是看到马太福音这样讲到吗
？This is what the book the Gospel of Matthew tells us.
如果有人撒种撒在那个路旁的话，那个飞鸟就会把它吃掉。
If anyone spread the seeds in the stony ground, then the birds will eat it.
如果那个飞鸟没有吃掉的，落在那个浅土的地方，长出来以后呢，太阳把它晒干了。
If it haven't been eaten by the birds, then if it grows up, then the sun will dry them up.
那或者落在荆棘地里面，那个荆棘长大就把它挤死了。
If it grows in the thorns and among the thorns and thistles, then there will be crushed to death.
这是仇敌的工作。
This is the work of the enemy.
仇敌的工作就是要来破坏。
The work of the enemy is to destroy.
当神的话语像种子一样进到我们的心里的时候，仇敌要把它夺去。
When the word of God is spread among us, then the enemy will try its ways to destroy it.
所以很多时候我们在这里十二点钟的时候听到神的话。
In when we heard the word of God,
一点钟回家的时候已经被飞鸟吃去了。
In 1 o'clock, then all the words of God have been eaten by the birds.
有的时候我们 没有被飞鸟吃去，还留在我们心里面。
It has been eaten by the birds, it still remains in our heart.
到礼拜一的被太阳晒干了。
In Monday, it's been dried up by the sun.
仇敌一直用这个方法来让我们不能得到神的产业。
The enemy always used this way in order that we cannot gain the inheritance.
第二个方法。
The second way.
如果第一个方法不灵的话。
If the first method is not applicable.
第一个方法就是让我们听而不去行它。
The second way is cause us to hear and not do it.
一个人如果是听而不行的话，圣经上说他就是建立房子在那个沙土的上面。
If a person doesn't only listen and doesn't do it, he is likened to a person who built his house upon the sand.
而这就是那个 Tana 那个城的意思，就是那个沙土。
This is the meaning of Tana, which means sandy ground.
这是比第一个方法更厉害的一个方法。
And this is a more serious way.
因为不管你听了多少
，even though how much you have heard.
那个仇敌都没有关系的。
The enemy doesn't mind about this.
只要你不去行。
As long as you do not do it.
如果你不行的话，那无所谓的。
If you do not do it, then it really doesn't matter.
你天天来听，天天来听，仇敌都不怕你的。
Every day you come and listen, the enemy is not afraid about this.
只要你不去行。
As long as you do not do it.
这实在是一个非常非常方法。
This is a very, very serious way.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常就落在这个里面。
Many times we fall in such a condition.
我们听到何等好的道理。
We heard a lot of good doctrines.
仇敌有一个方法。
But the enemy has a way.
叫你不去行。
Causing you not to do it.
实在，我们如果是这样的话，我们不如少听一点。
If we are in such a condition, it's better that we listen less.
因为我们所听到的，有一天都要成为我们的审判。
Because what we have heard will become a judgment to us.
最后一个方法。
Another way.
就是如果前面两个方法都不行的话。
If the two ways before is not applicable.
那仇敌最后一个方法就是来攻击我们。
The enemy will use his way to attack us.
米基多是一个征战的地方。
Megiddo is a place of battle.
仇敌常常用这个方法。
The enemy always use this way.
就好像那个狮子坑里面的狮子一样。
It's like the lion in the lion's den.
或者像火窑里面那个火一样。
It's like the fire in the burning furnace.
当人要得产业的时候，神最后仇敌最后一个方法就是来攻击他们。
When a person is about to gain the inheritance, the enemy always use this method.
但是我们感谢神。
But praise God.
狮子坑里面的狮子没有害到但以的朋友。
The lion in the lion's den didn't hurt Daniel.
因为一个人如果不被这个仇敌用头前面两个方法来击败的话，仇敌就没有办法了。
Because if the enemy, if the this person is not being hurt by these two first two methods, then the enemy has no way.
一个人如果听了神的话又去行的话
，But if a person who hears the word of God and do it,
再大的征战他也不害怕。
So whether the battle is so great, it will not affect him.
所以感谢神，在以法莲和马拿西支派里面，神让我们看见这迦南地的丰富。
So praise God in the type of Ephraim and Manasseh, we can see the riches of God.
神也告诉我们怎么样可以来得着它。
And God tell us how to gain it.
也告诉我们仇敌怎么样来不让我们得到它。
And also tells us the method of the enemy in causing us not to gain the inheritance.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's have some prayers.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你实在是丰富的神。
Lord, you are a rich God.
你也愿意让你的儿女们都进入丰富。
You want all your children to enter into your riches.
我们感谢你，在你的里面还是我们得安息的地方。
Only in you can we gain the real rest.
给我们一颗心，像那个菲罗西哈的女儿一样，愿意得到你的产业。
Oh, give us a heart like these five daughters that to gain your inheritance.
感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we thank you. In your precious name we pray. Amen.